first of all, I'd like to offer my heartfelt sympathies to the family of this young man who has passed away yesterday, and I would also like to commend the emergency services who attended at the scene of the tragedy and for all the work that they had done yesterday and into today as well. This is obviously the second serious accident on the A5 within a month, and we know for some time now the number of tragedies that there has been along the A5 route. There's a need to ensure that the A5 is upgraded without any unnecessary delays, and I know that has been the focus of myself as MP for the area and my party, and we will continue to ensure and press ahead to deliver that A5 upgrade in the time ahead.
Now, we know there are legal procedures which have to be gone through in terms of the various challenges, the impact reports and so on that were demanded. It's hoped that that process should be finished by the end of this year. The big fear is going to be that, as we've seen in so many other cases, we're going to be told, oh, we are ready to go, but we need a functioning executive to clear the money. Are we going to find ourselves in that position, or can this work proceed immediately once the legal issues have been resolved?
Well, first of all, what has to take place now is a public inquiry. So there was previously a public inquiry held, and that has to be reconvened in the autumn time. And Minister O'Dowd has done all he can to ensure that that happens as soon as possible. Once that inquiry takes place, the Minister has given his commitment that he is ready to proceed with the A5. And I think that has been the case whereby all the parties want to see the delivery of this project. Unfortunately, there is a group, a minority group of people who are set on frustrating that process and ensuring that the A5 is not delivered. We will not allow them to put up those challenges time and time again. While there has been judicial reviews in respect of the A5, there's now a need to ensure that it is delivered and to ensure that they cannot frustrate that process. There's too many lives that have unfortunately been lost on the A5 to date, and we cannot allow another life to be lost or someone to be fatally injured along that stretch of the road.
And you're confident that, as we said, once the inquiries are over, once the legal issues have been resolved, that the money that has been set aside for this project can be accessed and work can begin thereafter immediately?
Yes, I am confident that the money will be there. It's an executive flagship project, and there has been that commitment given within the executive to ensure the delivery of the A5. I have previously made representations to the Irish government to uplift their contribution in respect of the A5. In relation to their previous commitment was to co-fund the A5, and I've continued to press them to ensure that they uplift their contribution. But from speaking with Minister O'Dowd in the North, he is 100% committed to this project and wants to see the delivery of it and does not see the funding as an obstacle at this time.